This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 21 for Wednesday, August 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are working towards a third round of gains on Wednesday morning, gleaning support from comparable oils. The November canola contract adds $4.90 at $782.30 per ton, while the January contract is up $4.20 at $787.70 per ton. There are strong upticks in the Chicago soy complex, plus modest increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are relatively steady, providing little direction to the vegetable oils. Manitoba Agriculture reports the majority of the province's canola is in the early to late pod filling stages, with some swathing and pre-harvest applications underway. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 74.06 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 74.17. Russia launched more drone strikes on Ukraine ports on the Danube River. However, reports say operations at those ports are continuing. Also, a container ship flying the flag of Hong Kong left Odessa after 17 months. Meanwhile, talks are underway between Ukraine, Turkey, and the United States in finding more alternative routes for Ukraine's exports. Over in China, its economy continues to sputter, which could pose a threat to its imports, including oilseeds, cereals, and pulses. Bar chart raises its estimate on U.S. soybean yields to 50.75 bushels per acre, and Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor places his call at 51 bushels per acre. As for U.S. corn, bar chart projects yields of 177.9 bushels per acre, and Cordonnier forecasts 175. The National Oilseed Processors Association says the July crush consumed a record 173.3 million bushels of soybeans. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday morning. The November contract advances 16 cents at $13.21 per bushel. September soy oil jumps more than 9/10 of a cent at 66.82 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up $2.20 at $406 per short ton. Corn is higher as its December contract tacks on 3 cents at $7.48 per bushel. Oats are higher as well, with its December contract rising 7 cents at $4.52.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago's December turns around to dip 1.5 cents at $6.22. Kansas City December loses 4 cents at $7.41.5. And Minneapolis December gains 4 cents at $8.06. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 16th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.